Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for our morning rosy shehichu. It's Moshe Veshna Raisa, Moshe Mordechai. And the schus Nechaketa Bas Bachem Tzvi, Bachatzich Letzel. And the schus Dina Bracha Bas Zer Hadassah. And it's based in the Torah of Rabbeinu Adon Nassim Zatzal in the Shulchan Aruch and Simtzal Mechzayin, Choshen Mishpat. It says, Ain't Shemit Eskzofim, Hegez Man HaTorah, Lezman Shayavim Naik. There's only Shemit Eskzofim if there's Yavim. It's like there's only Shemitah's Karka of this Yavu. Midi Reisosh and Shemitah's Sof, and Egg B'zman Azeh B'chom Mokum. B'zman Azeh, it's Midi Rabbanon. So from the Rabbanon today, B'zman Azeh, we have Shemitah's Ksofim. And at the end of the year, in the Shemitah year, all loans are canceled. In the Sefer Yireh Mayoshan, he writes, V'choiv, she'ovar alav shviyas, einu ha'shoi, loiv el akvoi, el al piyam malvi. Because man shalosh Shemitah malvi, chayv lefroya. No yotik esach. That if you have a choiv, and Shvius passed over this chov, the loive is now allowed to hold it back for himself unless the malva says so. The only way the loive is allowed to keep the money is if the malva says so. She calls man shalosh mitu malva chayv lefreya. A loive yasmin la malva diladin she yashmit chove kashyatziva. A bezin chayv la malva lam shavayani. So if the malva doesn't say anything, the loive can invite, can subpoena the malva to a court that he should cancel the loan. And Bezin will be mechayiv, the malvit to say, mishamet oni, that I am canceling this loan. Kasher tivu chachamim, tzev shviz. Umayis lo beper kashelech, amat zuchoy b'shviz, tzorech shemul lo mishamet oni. V'yamon lo, av b'ikein, ikal lo himenu. Nero zed v'ar shmita. Nero zemal v'yom lechub v'sheyo imar. Tani b'sut peretz kois v'priz b'achoy de mitzvah de rabbonu. Medvar mitzvah loise, mitzvah se shemul loise, sukha v'en oise, levein oise, maganot shteitzei nafshoy. See, he quotes the Mishnah, also mentioned by the Gemara, Nashalech Lam Zayin Beis, that if you return a debt on the seventh year, so the Malva has said to the Loive, I'm Mishamit. I'm canceling this loan. You don't have to give it back. If the Levi says the Malva off a picha and I still want to give it back to you, the Malva can take it back. And how do we know that the Malva has to say Mishamirani? It says Zedvara Shemitah. You need a Dibur of Shemitah. And if he doesn't want to say it, so we force him to say it, like we learn in Ksubis that in the Rabbanans we force the person to do Mitzvah Rabbanan. Mitzvah say we force the person to do them. So that's what it says in the Sefer Yireh Mayoshan, Reish Ayin Ches, and also in the Sefer Yireh Machodosh in Kuf Samach Dalet. And we learn a Dvar Chodosh. We learn something new. That the Choyv of the Loive is not Mufka Me'elov B'Shvius. And he's Chayiv B'Tashlumei Halva Asui Kim Mikoy Dem. He's Chayiv to pay up the debt like he was before. It's not automatically canceled. Just when he comes to pay up, the Malva has a mitzvah to say, I'm canceling it. But if he doesn't, he has to return the money. He has to return it. We think that it's automatically canceled. It's not. The Malva has to cancel the debt. L'chayra, we find a chaver le'yireim, u'b'rashi b'makis, gimel abeiz, dim rasa l'dim afarshali. That's what it says, al-menas sh'loi tishmeteni b'shviz, ain shviz mishmet all the condition, that you don't cancel me out on shviz. Shviyas doesn't cancel him out. Yomer lo loy b'halveni al menas shaloy tishmeteni ata b'shviyas t'nayuze. And the loyve says to the malve, halveni, lend me money. The loyve says, lend me money. On condition that you don't cancel me out on Shviyas, that you don't cancel me on Shviyas. It's a Tanai. It's a valid Tanai. The Levi can tell the Malveh, that the loan's not going to be, you're not going to cancel me on Shvius. Is it cancel culture? No cancel. The Maharsha is Magia there. He makes a correction, an amendation. Im Amar Loi HaMalveh. Malveh says it, not the Loive. What the Maharsha is trying to say is that it's not Shayich that the Loive should say to the Malveh, you are not going to cancel me on Shvius. Because the Hashmata, the cancellation, is not totally in the Malveh. Sherei hu mushmat ve'omed me'afkata de malka. It's already cancelled out. It's not to the Malveh. So the map of time that the Loive is saying to the Malveh, hey, you're not going to cancel it. It's not up to the Malveh b'chla. So rather, Marshal says pshat is that the Malveh makes a tenai, and he says to the Loive that it's not going to be cancelled, and we mafkia the choiv, that the Loive is going to pay. According to the Rashi, the Loive says to the Malveh that you're not going to cancel it. Apitom, the Malveh is going to cancel it. The Malveh is right to cancel. God canceling. So it must be pshat that it's the Malveh who says to the Loive that he's going to repay the debt. And that it's not going to be canceled. He'll still repay it. However, l'shita se'ireyim asi shapir, but okay, that's the Maharsha's emendation of Rashi. Aval l'shita se'ireyim, it's very good. The gifts that we have. Shehaloive, oimer la malve, shemekabel esa alvoe, al tenai shle ischaiva malve, loimer mishanani b'shvius. The loive says the malve, he's mekabel ha'alvoe, and then the malve is not going to be mischaiv to say mishamarini, because it's up to the malve. It's tak up to the malve. And that is like the ireyim. Okay, we have another girsa in the Rashim Ksav Yad Meseches Makis. The Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nosson in his Perush on Makis and the Lavitz Nosson on Makis and the Nosson Perush on Makis brings a lot of Rashi from the Ksav Yad. Anyway, there it says, Imam Eloi Halveni Al Menas Shelo Ashmetenu B'Shvius. In other words, the Loive says that he's not going to be Mashmit. He's not going to be Mafkia the Choyv. He's going to pay. The Loive says, the Malve, lend me the money. That I am not going to cancel, not that you're not going to. I'm not going to. That the Malve is not going to be Mafkia the Choyv. The Malve is going to repay the Choyv. So that looks like not the Ireim. Because according to the Ireim, it's not telling the Loive, it's telling the Malve. But the MS, Niro, Shiesh Lekayim Gam Girsis Rashi Shilifanenu. We can be Lekayim, the Girs of Rashi, that's in front of us. That is the Shabbat Rama Lobila Malva Shalotish Mateni. The Avagav Shaina Shmata Tulia Tulia by Malve, the Avkosa the Malki, Sharekahu Loshan Aposuk. Posuk says in Parshas Rei, Shemoit Ko Ba Masha Yotai, Asher Yilcha Zechicha Tashmit Yadecha. Who's it talking to? The Posuk is talking to the Malve. And it's telling the Malveh to cancel the loan. So even though the Das Roiv Poiskim, it's Memela Mushmot, nevertheless, Shad in the Pasuk is that the Malveh isn't collecting, is canceling it. The Malveh is Tashmet Yotcha. He's canceling it, he's not collecting. But the Malveh is Noeg Din Shemitah. So it's really totally in the Malveh. So again, you can understand that whether the Malveh likes it or not, he has to. It's not up to him. So the Rav Posuk can say it's not up to the Malveh. He has to. The Posuk is telling him, you have to. But according to the Ireim, it's really up to the Malveh. If he doesn't, it's not canceled. It's not Mufka Me'elav. When the Loive comes to be Mishalim the Choyv, and the Malveh has to say Mishamirani. But if he doesn't, the Choyv b'mkomei amid. According to the other Mepharshim, no, Chayiv is cancelled. And Memela, the Malbe can't collect it. Hashmed Yada. According to the Yireim, it's really up to the Malbe. So the Choyra, we have Rashi in Makis, like the Yireim. However, it would appear that we can prove that the Rashi doesn't hold like the Yireim. Rashi writes in Gittin 36a, Moisrani, Dibar Masr Moisrani Lachem, Shezeh Shepruzbol Eino Mishamet. You know why Pruzbol is not Mishamet? Mishum Deyesh Koyach Chachomim. In other words, if you have a principle, then the loan isn't cancelled. Because yesh koyach b'yad chachomim lehafkir memoinoi shel zeh v'litein lezeh memokom sheyesh siog v'takone. That the chachomim have the power to be mafkia the moment of this guy and to give it to the other guy if there's a siog and a takone. In other words, Reuven lends Shimon money. So Mokum Siog V'Takana, Shimon shouldn't have to pay Reuven back. They say still, they take Shimon's money and they give it back to Reuven. They say no, you have to pay it back. So right, Rashi there, Lamed Vav and Beis Yasru Rava, that hill is Mitakin principle. It's not a Kiras Dover Men Atoira. The Habe B'Mokum Siog V'Geder, the Hefker Beis Din Habe Hefker. V'Hainu, Sheutziu Es Hamomin Mehaloive. V'nasnu l'malve. They took away the money from the loive, and they gave it to the malve. Divrei Yireim, it's not shayich rol to yin of hefker based in hefker. They didn't have to be mafkir anything. What do you have to be mafkir? Because as long as the malve doesn't say his words that I'm canceling it, the loive owes him the money. So it's not that the rabbis are being mafkir anything. So Memela, we see that Rashi is holding not like the Yireim. From the Rashba and Gittin, we see, also not like the Yireim. How do we see not like the Yireim? Because the Gemara says like this. In order to understand the Rashba, we need to see the Gemara. Gemara says, Umiga midi, is there anything? Can we have a situation, a scenario, where midi raisa Shviz cancels the loan. Midai Raisa, there's no loan. And then Hillel says that it's not cancelled. How can Hillel be Oker Dover Menatorah? Menatorah, Shimon doesn't have to give the money back. And Hillel says Shimon does have to give the money back. So Abayi's Teretz is that it's only Bismanazeh, where it's only Derabbanan. He's not going against the Dai Raisa. And since it's only a takana de rabbanan that it's canceled, Hillel can say that it's not canceled. Then the Gemara goes ahead and asks, wait a second, can you have a case where midoy raisa it's not canceled? And then the rabbis will say that it is canceled? And then Hillel comes and says it's not canceled. But how can you have a case where midoy raisa it's not canceled? And then midrabanan, the rabbis say the loan is canceled. How can that be? So Bai says they can do it because it's Sheva Taisa. Rava says, Hefker based in Hefker. Now, when Rava says Hefker Beis and Hefker, what's he referring to over here? Is he saying Hefker Beis and Hefker? That they can be, they can cancel the loan? Or is the Hefker Beis and Hefker going on with the Gemara says previously? That midoiraisa mishamta shvius, that midoiraisa it's cancelled. Shimon doesn't have to pay it back. And then the rabbis say Shimon does have to pay it back to Reuven. What's this Hefker Beis and Hefker going on? So writes the Rashba, Rav Amar Hefker Beis and Hefker, Akushyo Kimaise. It's going on the first Kasha. That the Gemara asks, is there a case? Umiika Midi, is there a Zazach? That Midai Raisa Mishamet is Shvius, Umisakne Deloit Tishamet Koi. It's referring to that first Kasha. That Midai Raisa Shvius cancels the loan. And come along the rabbis, and they say that Shvius does not cancel the loan. How do the rabbis have the power to obligate Shimon to pay what the Torah says Shimon doesn't have to pay? And Rava's answer is Hefker based in Hefker. Rachanami Avkure Hillel Mamone Shaloive. Hillel was Mafkir, the moment of the Loive, like Abi Malvo Magbipe. Umine Shaminon, Zokta Rashbe, the Koyach based in Yofe. Lahavkir Mamun Mizev, Lazakoy Soy Laze. Afilu Koydem Shaboli Yodoi. That you have Koyach based in the Bezin has power to be Mafkir. Mamun Mizev, Lazakoy Soy Laze. In other words, they can take away the money from the loive, from Shimon, and say you have to pay it back to Reuven. But the svaras hayireim lo shayich b'ze ad kan divrei harashbe. But the svaras hayireim lo shayich b'ze in hefker beis and hefker klal. You don't need to go there. You don't need to come out to hefker beis and hefker. Because even if midoy raisa it's mishamet. But the loiva was never zeich in the moment. The loiva always had to pay back the malv until the malv is mishamid ani. So you don't need to come out to hefker based in hefker at all. So you see that the Rashba holds that Shemitah's Ksofim is of course the Malka. And therefore the Rashba says, listen, really, Menat Torah, the money is Shimon's. And Hillel has to come along in the Kanas Prisbul and give it back to Reuven. The Malvin. Because really, the money is Shimon's. Because of course of the Malka. That's it. The Torah says that it's Shimon's money. But again, the Yireim doesn't hold that way. The Yireim holds it's not Shimon's money b'chla. It's still Reuven's money. So Reuven says that it's in, and the loan is cancelled. V'cheinu b'tshuvis, ha-rashba, miyuchasis la-ramban, v'anetam ze ba'atzmu domar rabad ha-pagav domar toyot ha-shmet, afilu achi ha-sil, v'tikid lo ha-shmet, lo chemin ha-mal, Mom and Malve, Miloive, not Malve. I forgot that was a king Gezel. Even though it's like Gezel, take it from Love, giving it to the Malve. And it's not a problem, it's a Hefker based in Hefker. And again, the Yireim will say that it's not Hefker based in Hefker Bechla. Why isn't it Hefker based in Hefker? Because it was never Shimon's. So Reuven says, Mishamedeni. And he's going to explain Pshat and Rova that it's Hefker based in Hefker. The Gemara says, second Kashi. What, Midai Raisa, it's not Mishamit? Midai Raisa, it's not cancelled? And the rabbis say that it is cancelled? Yeah, that's Hefker Beis and Hefker. That's Hefker Beis and Hefker, but not the original case. That's only Bizman Hazeh. Midai Raisa, not Mishamit, and the rabbis are talking about Mishamit. There you say Hefker Beis and Hefker. But originally on the Daraisa level, you don't have to say Hefker Beis and Hefker. And that the rabbis, the Beis Din gave Shimon the loiv his money back to Reuven. It was never Shimon's until Reuven says Mishamidani. Let's have a smile and a taisvis, lamed vav gittin, the lo ka yireyim. The taisvis holds that in theory, Rav's hefker beis and hefker would be shayich. In the case of where the Raisa Shemitah cancels it, and Hillel says that it doesn't. So Tosfos in theory, if not for Akasha, the correct answer would be Hefker Beis Din Hefker. Again, according to the Reim, it's not Hefker Beis Din Hefker. It never belonged to Shimon. And we have a whole slew of other sources, not like the Yireyim and the Sefer HaTrumas. He writes, Shviyas Mishamet Zamalve, Zamalve, Omafkash, Yibud, Elegamre, Velo Mishun Mitzvah, Shel Zeh Bilvad, El Afilu Bamalve, Lavro, El Divrei Torah, Velotbo, Chova, Achar, Shviyas, Halavi Potter. He says, the Malve has no right to collect it back. According to the Yireyim, he does. Also the Ma'arik we see not like him, we see the Shaar Mishpat not like him. A whole slew of sources. The Rambam writes, Hilchos Shemitah 9:1, Mitzvah say lahashmit b'shviyah shenem rashamoit. Chayim b'sei for ha-mitzvah sen kuf mem alef, shetzivano lahashmit k'sofim. Chayish medayik mitzvah shu mitzvah chiyuvis. Lahashmit behedya. Okidivra yireyim. Looks like he has to do it. Like the yireyim, so is medayik to say for pasah shulchan, lin shmit his karka. But the mitzvah is that a person has to do a behedya. And that's Kedasa Beis Yosef and the Chuvah Safak Yisrael. That Shemitah's Karka is Lav of Kasa Demalki. The person needs to do it. And not like the famous Mabit in the Afak Yisrael and the Chuvah Samabit and Ma'arit. However, it would appear you can't prove this in the Rambam, because maybe the Rambam means that you should be Noyeg in your Halva, the Inyan of Shemitah. No, you shouldn't be Tovea the Halva, but it's really Afak Yisrael Demalki. In other words, you should be noyeg. Since the Torah was mashmit, you shouldn't demand it back. Ubeiker shita sayireim. Yesh lahakshois. That Yisoyimim don't need a principle. Because Rabbi Gamliel, the father of Yisoyim, it's like their shtaris already belong to the Beis Din. The Beis Din has the right to collect. But I don't understand. Since it's not of course the Malka, it's just a mitzvah, the Yisoyim don't have a mitzvah. So why does the Gemara have to come on to Beis Din Avim Shal Yisoyim? Just say it's not a mitzvah for them. It seems not like the Yireyim.